Big ol' Marcus.
Oh, dude.
Big ol' Marcus.
Right here.
All right, guys. Welcome to another episode of To The Point. So today we're going to be talking about my first piece that I found with Richard. Pretty memorable. I remember exactly where it was and exactly kind of how I found it and how it was sitting. So basically, I don't know why we were over here, but probably doing something, obviously. But either way, Richard was kind of telling me at the back, he was like, hey, you want to go walk around? I found some brokes over here, and there potentially might have been a camp at some point, you know, just a little quick setup camp. What do you call it? Satellite camp?
Yeah, like a satellite camp.
Yeah, something like that. So I was like, sure. You know, I hadn't even found anything whole at that point. I don't even know if I found a piece at that point. So we were just going walk around the back. You know, there's flint all over the place, so not seeing a full point for the first time was pretty hard for me just because I didn't know what to look for. And I was like, you know what? What should I look for, Richard? And he was like, well, just look for something that's oddly shaped. That's kind of the best thing I could say. Or he said something along those lines, or something that's like a triangular shape, or, you know, something that's kind of out of place. I was like, okay, you know, that makes sense. Which I know what a point looked like, but actually seeing one and finding one and picking it up is a little different than seeing one whole, because you don't know how it's going to be oriented or whatever. Anyways, we're walking along, picked up probably 10 pieces of flint, just not knowing what I was looking for. And I was like, dude, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find anything. I'm picking up all these pieces, which, you know, most of them are some of them were flakes. So it wasn't that I wasn't finding anything. It's just I wasn't finding a worked piece. So either way, I'm walking, and I look down, and I literally was like, oh, crap. And Richard's like, what? And I, like, bent down and snagged the thing up before he could even get his phone out or even kind of see what was going on. I reached down and I picked it up. It was kind of sitting in the dirt, and it looked full because the tip was kind of, well, there's no tip, but it's broke. Anyways, so it looked like a full piece. You know, I could see that ear sticking out, and I could see it in there just sideways. So I seen it just clear as day. And like I said before, Richard could even figure out what was going on. I had already picked it up and had it in my hand. And he was like, oh, dude, yeah, you found one. You know, that would have been a good one. You know, so I found this little scallion. And, you know, so far it's pretty memorable. Like I said, you know, I found it with Richard, which is a good memory. He's the one that got me into it, and I found it with him. So, well, I found one when I was little, but I didn't know exactly what I was looking at. You know, I just knew it was something different. My grandpa told me it was a point, but, you know, this is the, when I first got into it, this is the first one I found. So that was a good experience, you know, found in Coryell County. So it's pretty good stuff. And then kind of moving on to my next one I had found. This one is actually my first, so that one was a surface find. This one was actually my first pay dig find. That day, I think we had talked about an episode, but, you know, that day was pretty miserable hot. It was probably 110 degrees, and we were working at a sand camp is what we were digging out of. And so we had gone through, I don't know, like 40 or 50 loads by hand on the hand tables. And, you know, Ray was kind of like, hey, y'all come over here and hop on this for a little bit, whatnot, because it was so slow, nobody was really finding anything. And he threw us on the shaker for a little bit. And I think it was probably the second load that he had put on the table, popped out this little Darl, which pretty nice little point. You know, nothing crazy. It's not super thin or nothing crazy. But to me, this is my first full point. So, you know, it has meaning to it, and it probably always will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just because, you know, I seen it. So it was, like I said, it was getting down to the bottom of the sand. Like, it was the last little bit. Kind of how, if you ever seen a shaker, pretty much once you get to the very end of it is when you start really finding stuff. Everything's just bouncing around everywhere. And that peanut shaker, that thing was going crazy. I could see it jumping around, but it was almost like I couldn't grab it. Yeah. It was like I was playing freaking hot potato with the point. I was hoping it wouldn't break. So I told Richard, I pointed at it, and I was like, where's one right there? And Richard's like, grab it, you know? I didn't know what to do. So I reached down, and I, you know, after a couple attempts, I grabbed it, and you know, there it goes. There it is. So it was a good, memorable time. You know, two different areas. Whenever they were made, you know, obviously you had the Scallon and you had the Darrell, so way different as far as the time period goes. But
yeah,
it's always, you know, it's cool to find them. And like I said, those are my first. Well, I had found some other broke stuff between these two, but you know, my first full point, like I said, is this Darrell, and you know, that Scallon would have been a good one.
Yeah, it would have. And I don't know what it is about the pieces out here we found. I wish, you know, if we dug into it, it would be worthwhile, because the brokes that we found out here have been exceptional as far as the bird points. And we found some broke Darrells and stuff like that, but haven't found any whole pieces. But, I mean, we've got a Perdiz my buddy Nathan found out here. It's actually one of the first pieces found on our place. And, oh, my gosh, it would have been dumb. And then you found that Scallon, which would have been a really good. I mean, it's large for its type, and it's really well made. And then my dad found one that was probably going to be a little better than that one. It's real toothy, but just some really cool stuff. And it's really cool too that it's come from my personal place. And yeah, you know, I remember Christian saying it. I remember right where he was at when he found it. And like we've talked about in some of the episodes, and probably by now some to the point that, you know, with these finds, and if you dig, you understand it, especially if you hand dig or whatever, they're significant, and each one is a significant memory. I mean, I can go through my collection, and I don't have the biggest collection or anything, but I've got a good amount of points, and I can tell you a story to just about every point as to how it was found, even down to some of my broke pieces. I mean, a lot of my broke pieces I can tell you. Probably getting to the point I need to start documenting stuff and writing it, that way I know. But and now Christian's gonna get to start doing that stuff too.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, my frame isn't super worthy of showing a whole bunch of people, but you know, to me, it's I can remember pretty much everything that's in there. It's all broke. I have, you know, a couple whole pieces, but you know, it's all an artifact. It's all was touched by and you know, an Indian at some point in time. So it has meaning.
Yeah, and regardless. You know, it's where everybody starts. I was there too. I mean, for the longest time, shoot, I didn't find my first non-bird point piece for like my first, seemed like 2 years digging. I mean, I remember having extensive talks with my dad, like, golly, I want to find something that's not a bird point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody.
Yeah, that's something that people like sought after, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to find good bird point camps, but.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also hard to find good Castorvilles and Montels. And
this is true.
But that's, you know, and that's something we want to target here is, and it's nice having Christian where he's at in this process, you know, and y'all are going to get to see Christian's experiences as he goes along and get to see his collection grow and stuff. And it's cool to see his point of view and then kind of my point of view where I'm at and then looking back when I was where Christian's at and things like that. So it's relatable to everybody. Like Christian's where everybody starts and where I started and where my dad started and he was in high school and all of our buddies. And so it's cool. And to be able to experience Christian's experiences with him, I'm happy.
Yeah. Like I said, it's about the memories rather than the finds or the catches or the kills or anything like that. You know, I can tell you some of the best memories about the smallest deer, some of the best memories about the smallest fish, you know, whatever, or the smallest points. You know, I can tell you pretty much exactly where I was, where it was, what I was using, what I was doing. I mean, right down to the minute and right down to the exact area. So, you know, that means more than sometimes finding something that's great, because if you get stuff that's great every single time, that's the norm.
Gives you nothing to be grateful for.
You know, you have nothing to look forward to.
Yep.
So I'd rather start at the bottom, work my way up, than just find killers every single time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully we get to them killers pretty quick.
Yeah. So we'll be bringing more of these to the points to y'all. We plan on potentially finding some more artifacts for y'all to look at as well, beyond what we have in our personal finds. And hopefully by next time I'll be showing you a corner tang or something.
I hope he's showing you all a corner thing next time.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be sick. But
other than that, appreciate y'all watching. Keep living your hobbies.